Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Psalm 55 verse 17 says, "Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." God is listening throughout the entire day for your voice. And prayer is not a monologue, but it's a dialogue. It's to be a conversation between you and God. That's why it's so important to always have a Bible with you when you pray. And go one step further, have a notebook and a pencil or pen to write down what God is going to say to you, because God wants to talk to you. God wants to reveal himself to you today. The Bible talks about prayer and it talks about fasting. Jesus said some things we pray about can only come forth by prayer and fasting. Fasting was not supposed to be something that perhaps we would do. It's supposed to be something that we do as believers, because we need to be able to come against the things that are coming against us in life. Now, the Bible says, "Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world." But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, yet they are powerful. They are powerful in the realm of the spirit. One of the weapons is prayer and fasting. And Jesus didn't question whether or not we would fast. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 6, "When you fast." He expects us all to fast. Many of us are fasting right now, and God has already begun to move in different circumstances in our lives. Unmovable objects have begun to shake and to quake, because you have been praying and fasting. Things that you may have prayed for many months or even a year are beginning to literally shake in the realm of the spirit because of your fasting. Now, we may pray and ask God for many things, but when God comes to us to speak to us, he uses prayer as a means by which he reveals to us our purpose and our destiny. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." That's what God is saying to us. God is saying to us, he will reveal mighty things to us. Now, one of the translations in the Hebrew there actually means hidden pictures to relate to your future. God says, when you call upon me, when you pray to me, at times I will reveal hidden pictures to you that relate to your future and what's ahead in your life. Well, we know that Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will show you things to come. God did this with the Apostle Paul after he had been born again. In Acts 9 and 10, it says, "In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias, and the Lord called him in a vision, saying, 'Ananias,' and he answered the Lord. The Lord told him, 'Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus whose name is Saul, for he is praying, and in a vision he has seen.'" When you pray, God will sometimes give you a vision and you will see something that pertains to your future destiny. That's what happened to Paul. As a junior in high school, I attended an evening service at church one night that would change my life. A missionary was there visiting and he was exhorting the young people to ask God to reveal to them his future, our future and our destiny, what he wanted for our lives. But he first said, "Now you must come to the Lord and you must empty yourself of everything that you have in you. You must ask God to take your life and use it, you must surrender everything to God. So like most of the young people in the church, I went up, I knelt, I was bold. I knelt right on the pastor's chair. And I began to pray. And I began to talk to the Lord. And I began to ask the Lord that he would do those things, change my life, help me to give my life totally to him and for him to guide my life. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me. And he gave me a vision. He gave me a picture. And that picture was of individuals right outside the church. They were dressed up in formal clothes and others nice party clothes, and they were just having a wonderful time passing by the church. They were all passing by the church while we were in praying. And at the end of the block a ways down, there was like a crevice, a cliff. And coming down from that cliff, there was a liquid waterfall of fire. And as they got there, they were surprised to find it there. And when they just looked over, the people behind them who didn't know they had stopped pushed them in. And this happened wave after wave of people. They'd see it, surprise, and the next person walking would just knock them in. They see it, and the next person would knock them in. And it was so real, I began to say a little bit loud while everyone else was praying. I said, Lord, who's going to tell them? Lord, who's going to tell them? God said, you are. I said, what you say? Now, I was a musician in the church. I was playing for 5 choirs in the church. I knew I was doing my fair share for Jesus. I helped clean up the church. I was already in the ministry, junior in high school. I was in the ministry. You hear me? In the ministry. And I was using my gifts and I was using my talents. But then the Lord revealed to me that he was calling me into the ministry. He used that chapter in Isaiah where Isaiah saw the Lord. And he said, the Lord said, who shall go for me? And the answer was, here I am. Send me. So from a time in prayer, God revealed to me through a picture my destiny. And this is what God will do in your life. This is what he wants to do. Often when we come to pray, God wants to reveal some truth, some revelation to you about your future. And that's why the devil does not want you to pray. The devil will find everything else to put in your path to stop you from praying. And when you begin to pray, sometimes you'll fall asleep. You won't be able to watch it, but if you were to go and watch the television, you'd stay up. If someone were to call you to talk for hours, it's spiritual opposition against the purpose God has for your life. Now, God has an assignment, a plan, and a purpose for every single one of you in this room. I want you to encourage each other by saying that. Say to someone, God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. In 2 Timothy 1 and 9, it says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Repeat after me, my calling is a holy calling because it comes from heaven. It goes on to say, not according to our works. See, I said you're really good in repeating after I say what I say. You can say that. Not according to our works. Go ahead. But according to his purpose for our lives from all eternity. God had a purpose for your life before you were born. Back in eternity, before you were even born, God knew you and he assigned a purpose for your life. And now you're here at this time to fulfill that plan and that purpose. And you are accountable for your assignment. And you will be just, you will be judged by God according to your accountability in fulfilling that assignment. You know, when I was 6 years old, I wanted to be a doctor. That's all I knew. I was going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a doctor. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a doctor. You know, when we were kids, they had the Ben Casey shirts. Some of you are old enough to know what I'm talking about. The rest of you, just so you understand, there was a series on a TV series called Ben Casey. And he would have on the doctor's outfit, the shirt. And so what manufacturers started doing, because the show was so popular, they put that shirt out, and little kids, and grown-ups if they wanted to. I mean, look kind of silly if you're a grown-up, but young people, you could go and purchase a Ben Casey shirt when you look just like a doctor in that shirt. I used to wear my shirt all around. It's like, I wanted to be a doctor. I would check your pulse. I didn't have any the stethoscope, but whatever I could do, I'd be doing it. Empty bottles of aspirin, whatever, because I always wanted to be a doctor. And I had thought about that when the Lord called me, because that really was the course I was going to take. And I asked the Lord this question. I said, Lord, what if I don't do what you're asking me to do? Do you know what God said? He said, then you'll be out of my will for the rest of your life and you'll never find it. And I said after that night, and they say you have a choice. That didn't sound like a choice to me. It sounded like obedience or I was in big trouble. And it's because God has an assignment for your life. Say, God has given me an assignment. See, the thing is, you have to understand that your life has already been planned. It's already been planned by God. Now, we see chaos and confusion in this world. It's only because God has given us a free will. Because God is a God of order. The sun sets and rises the same time every day. The moon, the stars, everything is flowing and going the way God designed it to be. So you have to understand God has perfect order to your life too. But in order for you to walk in that perfect order, you have to yield yourself to Him. You have to follow what He wants for your life. It can't be your will. It must be His will for your life. And as I said, you're accountable for God's plan, the plan He's already planned. Because when you meet the Lord, you will be judged by God according to what He's already established for your life. When you come forward to the Lord, He'll say, well, I've given you this. I've gave you these gifts. This is the church I planted you. This was the plan. And if you fulfill the plan, He says, well done, good and faithful servant. If you've gone your own way, the Lord will say, what happened here? Wait. What went on? I had a plan. And let me say this to you. You say, well, I don't know what God's plan is for my life. Fast and pray. You will know. God will show you pictures. He said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. So we begin not really knowing the plan, but as we pray, God shows us the plan. God will show you if you're not sure. And then you're accountable for it. Listen to what Jesus said in a parable about accountability to our assignments. In Matthew 25, verse 14, Jesus speaking to His disciples, He said, it is like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1, each according to his ability. And then he went on his journey. And then it says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. So here Jesus is showing us through an illustration in a story that God has entrusted to each of us some of His property. The talents and the gifts you have, they are God's property, not yours. And God has been generous to every single one of us. He has given us gifts, talents, and abilities according to the ability He has given us to fulfill them. So no one can say, well, I know God gave me this to do, but I just didn't have the ability to do it. No, He's given you something you can do. That's why we are without excuse in this church today. If you're not using your gift, if you're not using your talent, you're without excuse before God, because He's given you the ability to fulfill what He's called you to do.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life. and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
See, some people think when you're successful in your marriage, you're successful in your workplace, you're successful, in your religious life, that God is going to be happy when he sees you. People, God has given you an assignment to fulfill. All of those other things are just fillers to make you happy in life. No, you have an assignment from God. And this is what Jesus was telling us. He said to each one of his servants, he has given something to. Some seem to have many talents, others two, but you'll have at least one. Everyone has at least one talent. You can't say to the Lord, well, you didn't give me anything. Now listen to what the Lord says, the master said. It says in verse 21, the master was full of praise, stating, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling a small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Enter into my kingdom. Now, you need to understand what the Lord is talking about here. Your time on earth does not bring an end to your existence. The gifts and the talents, the assignment he has given you here is just to see if you'll be faithful with it, so it will determine what he will give you in heaven. We will not, believe me, we will not be floating on little clouds with a harp playing them in heaven. And that's all we do. How are you doing down there? Okay, how's your cloud? Pretty nice. My cloud is too. Hey, would you change the song? No, it's not going to be like that in heaven. No, we'll be industrious, just like here in the world. We'll be industrious. We'll be doing things. And I could really go into a deep teaching here, but I won't. Just know this. God gives assignments for each of us in heaven. We will all have assignments in heaven. It'll be based on how you used your gifts down here. So that's what the Lord was saying. You are faithful in handling a small amount. Now I will give you many more responsibilities. Enter into my kingdom. Yet there was one who did not use his gift. I say he hid it under the pew. Didn't use it at all. Came to church, faithful at church, faithful in paying his tithes, did everything else right, but just was a good church goer. Did not use the gift. The Bible says, the Lord said to the one who never used his gift, you wicked, lazy servant. And then he said, take the talent from him and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That doesn't sound like love talk, does it? But if you read the real Bible, you'll find out that God is real. When he should be loving, he's loving. But when he should be disciplining us, he'll tell you just the way it is. And here Jesus is telling us in this parable, if you don't use your gift, it's not going to be good. Because God is expecting something from each of us because he's giving something to all of us. Now, this is tough. He says, take the talent away from him. It goes on to say, give it to the person who has 10. Isn't that something? Some of us wonder, how did that person get all of those talents? And you sit down and some of you may even be, I don't want to say envious or, you know, whatever, but you're wondering, what? How did they get all these talents? Well, it's because God took it from people who weren't doing anything and gave it to them. Because they were using their gifts. They were using their talents for the Lord. But this is the part that disturbs me. And then the Lord said, throw the worthless servant outside into darkness where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, people say, well, this is for unsaved people. This is for people who are not born again. The Bible says they were his servants. Hello? And then when they did not produce what he had given them, what he expected from their lives, he said, you wicked, you lazy servant, not unbeliever. And then he said, throw that worthless servant outside. People, why am I telling you this? Because you have to use your gifts. It is not something you need to question. You must. Or face the Lord saying these things to you. He will surely say them if Jesus says that he will. So prayer and fasting helps our destiny to be revealed and fulfilled. And Jesus says we're accountable for the assignment. We need to tell each other one more time. Look at your neighbor and say, you are accountable for the assignment you've been given. Now, there are specific principles regarding prayer that causes your prayers to be effective. And so I want to talk about those over the next couple of weeks. I talked about a couple last week. I'm going to talk about obedience and forgiveness today. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28, the Bible says, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God. The curse is if you disobey him. There's a principle of obedience. God expects us to obey him, not question him. God expects us to do exactly what his word says. But he sets out before us what happens when we don't. He says, I'm setting before you today a blessing. God wants you all blessed. God wants us all blessed. Say, God wants me blessed. All right. He says a blessing comes to those who obey my commandments, but then he says this bad word. And I don't mean literally a bad word, young people, but he uses this word, the curse, if you disobey me. And the curse really refers to bad things will happen to you. None of us want bad things to happen to us. We just want blessing from God. But I'm going to tell you this, there is no substitute for obedience. Young people, your parents need to say this to you every day. There's no substitute for obedience. It's the truth, young people. It's the truth, older people. No substitute. Listen to what the prophet Samuel told King Saul in 1 Samuel 15:22. He said, what is more pleasing to the Lord? Your offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice? Some people think they can buy God off. Some people, especially with lots of money, they go and make big donations to churches. Some of the big churches here in Dallas is because people put up big money. Not necessarily because they're following the Lord, but God has blessed them and they want to say, thank you, God. But the truth is, unless you're obeying God, God's not happy with your offerings. That's important for you to know. See, a lot of people say, well, all they want in church is, all they want is my money. No, God wants your obedience. When you're disobeying God, God says about your offerings, keep the change. I'm more concerned about your life. I'm more concerned about your destiny. I'm more concerned about what I've called you to do. Are you doing what I called you to do? Are you performing the assignment that I've given you? Are you obeying me in every area of your life? It goes on to say, obedience is better than sacrifice and submission is better than any offering. And then it says, rebellion to God is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So disobedience to God is rebellion.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is The Power of Obedience and Forgiveness, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. And even as I pray for our listeners, we ask that you would meet every need. You said in your word, make your prayer unto me, and I will hear you. You said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Lord, hear us today. Meet every need in our lives. We trust you for the answer, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.